What's going on, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Something More Comfortable, The Black Velvet Experience. I am your host, the Bowtie Bully himself, Black Velvet. And I cannot wait to share this one with you guys. This is obviously, seeing that it's just me, for those that are watching, but it's just me this episode. But this is a good one, and I really look forward to hearing you guys' responses. So before I get into that, while we let the music play, just wanted to check on everybody, check your temperature. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like we've been doing for the last year and some change, but just wanted to check y'all temperature as far as like, how's everybody doing? You know what I'm saying? How's your week going? Has anybody told you that they love you, or that you were special, or that they cared about you this week? If they haven't, yo, I love you. Even if I don't know you, I love you. Because the reality is, we all deserve to be loved, regardless of what we've done in the past or what we may do in the future. The reality is, we all deserve to be loved. We are all human. We are all flawed. So that should be, there should be no reason that love should not still be available to you. That you should not still know that somebody cares about you, that somebody is actually checking on you and your well-being and making sure that you're good and that you're okay. Because with this podcast being about relationships, I mean, yes, most of what I talk about is, you know, the nuclear one, I guess, or where, you know, men and women. But the reality is that all the relationships, there are so many different relationships, and we deserve to feel loved and feel cared for and feel, you know, respected in all of those situations. So again, I pray that everybody is having a wonderful Saturday. I am enjoying myself. I am relaxing. Not sipping on nothing this evening, just chilling in my little vibe and my little space with my lighting and my, you know, got the little artwork behind me, you know, Africa up above me. So, you know, and of course I got my book, Something More Comfortable, you know, which is available on Amazon or on iamblackvelvet.com. But yeah, so I'm just sitting in my little vibe. I pray that y'all are getting y'all vibe on as well. So now that the music has cut off, again, I want to first and foremost thank everybody listening, everybody watching. I appreciate you. You don't know how important it is that, you know, you guys interact with this stuff, that you like, share, subscribe, because the reality is a lot of time is spent creating this content. And so I just want you guys to understand that I appreciate you. I appreciate the comments. I appreciate all of the ratings. You know, give me them 5 stars on Apple, on Podbean, all of those things. I truly appreciate you guys. So now that I've said all that, got that all out the way, I want to get into this episode. And the question, the title of this episode is, when is it too late? When is it too late? So, scenario, got a story to tell. So get your wine, get whatever it is that you sipping on, water, tea, it don't matter. Get whatever you drinking on, and you know, get yourself comfortable. If you in a bubble bath, whatever you doing, just get comfortable. So I am in Virginia Beach. This is a couple of weeks ago. I'm in Virginia Beach and I am with my family. So my OG, Olivia Grace, my OG, and my lady, Miss Karen Lee, she's been on the podcast a couple of times. And so I'm with them. They have been with me pretty much the whole week. I was out there for Navy stuff. So for those that don't know, I am a Navy reservist. I was active duty prior to being in the reserves, but I am a Navy reservist and this was my 2 weeks, you know? So if you ever watch the commercials, 1 week in a month, 2 weeks a year, this is my 2 weeks a year, this training, interacting on active duty with other people in the military. So I'm down there, but again, I'm in Virginia Beach. I'm not on base, which is a blessing because then I don't have to, you know, try to figure out how to get my lady and my daughter onto the base. And so we are chilling. We are chilling. At this point, the OG is down. And for all those that have, you know, little children, 8-month-old, you know how difficult that can be to get them to go down for the night. But she is down for the night, and I am laid up with my lady, and we are just vibing. You know what I'm saying? Like, anybody that's ever been in a good relationship or in a good, like, it don't even have to be necessarily that you've been with this person for a long time, just that, you know how you be in a vibe, just in this space, there's this energy in the room that's just like, it's palpable. You know what I mean? Like, it's palpable, this energy between the two of you or whatever you got going on. Because again, hey, no judgment over here. But you got a vibe going on and the room is chill and y'all just laid up. You know what I mean? Just on some communication. And I was showing my lady a video, right? So I'm showing my lady this video and my phone rings. And for anybody that has a Apple phone with the new iOS build, you know that you have a banner that pops up at the top of the screen, right? Banner pops up at the top. And because I'm one of those people, I tend to forget people really, really easily, like, especially if we haven't talked in a while or whatever, I tend to forget. So I tend to try to put people's pictures into the thing. So then that way, because if I know 5 people with the same name, I may not know who that is and I may not want to answer it. So I normally try to put a picture in with it just to be able to verify. Cause I mean, even though my mama, I still got a picture with my mama's, you know, cause then that way I'm quicker to just see the face, boom, rather than the name. So either way, we're laying there, phone rings, name pops up, face pops up, and I'm just kind of looking at the phone like, what, like, and again, if you have the new Apple, you know, you can just, it just comes up as a banner. You could just swipe. You could just swipe it away real fast. And so first and foremost, I didn't swipe it away really fast. I just kind of been looking at the phone a little puzzled, because the main reason I am looking is not necessarily because this person has never called me. That's first and foremost. It's not that this person has never called me. It's not that I have never interacted with this individual. It is specifically that it is almost midnight. I can hear y'all groaning. I can hear y'all groaning right now. Men and women, I can hear y'all groaning. This is a female, right? This is a female calling my phone at just before midnight, right? So exactly, y'all can already catch the vibe, right? You can already catch that this is not gonna go well. So my lady hits me with, and I'm just kind of looking at the phone puzzled, like, why is this person calling me this late? Especially when we haven't corresponded in any way to say that, like, I'm available to talk. And I'll get more into that in a minute. So my lady's like, oh no, going to answer it. Right. So I answer it. The first thing that the person says definitely kind of threw me off, but definitely threw my lady off. This person says, oh, Hey Shug or Hey Babe, something like some type of like name. Generally, this person calls me Black, right? And again, y'all know me. I'm not a name dropper, so we will keep it at that. But this person normally calls me Black, right? Because that's how they know of me. Even though they know what my name is, even though they know that, they still generally call me Black. So normally whenever I interact with this individual, hey, what's going on, Black? But this particular time, they use one of those like, hey, what's going on? And not only that, that's one part of it. Not only have you hit me with this like a pet name almost, or like, you know, like a hey, what's going on, sugar, sweetheart, or whatever. Not only have you hit me with that. So let's stack these up real quick. So it is almost midnight. You are a woman. You are calling me. And again, I answer it. And then the first thing that you say to me is something that's like, would be more like what my woman would be saying to me over the phone. But you're saying that when you generally don't call me that, you call me Black. So right now we are already at like three strikes at this point, and we're already out. And so this person is like, says to me, oh, and I'm like, yeah, I was like, what's, you know how you be short. You know how you be short with a person. Cause you're like, and again, I'm going to get to all the other stuff, but I just want to get to what actually happened just so I can paint y'all the picture. And the person says something to the effect of, I was on my way to bed, but I just wanted to reach out before I go to bed. And, and my woman, again, she may have been blowing up on the inside, but first and foremost, I just want to say how much I respect her restraint. But yeah, she is looking at me and it's like, wait, what? And I'm like, and the person at some point kind of caught the fact that I'm being extremely short. I've never been super short with you before. But I'm being extremely short. And the person's finally like, what's going on? Are you busy or what's?" I'm like, yes, I'm with my lady. How can I help you? And then, and at that point, she's apologetic. Oh my God, apologize to her, blah, 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 blah. And so I hang up. But now, as y'all can probably tell, now I have a situation, right? Now I have a situation that I now have to fix based on something, because now my woman has so many things going through her head. And I'm sure most of y'all probably got the same thing going in your head. Like, first of all, why is she calling you this late? Right. Second of all, why is she talking to you like that? Why is she putting, I missed that part. I'm sorry. The sugar, it was a little syrupy. It had a little, you know, what did he say on Ray? Oh, Johnny, like one of them, like what, like, yeah, very sultry, syrupy, like, you know, way that she said it. And so now I got to deal with all that. Right now, the reason why I say there, now that you have basically the gist of what happened in the story, my first question would be, how late is too late? That's the biggest question. How late is too late? When is the cutoff? And obviously, we're not talking about work. We're not talking about emergencies. We are talking about somebody of the opposite sex that potentially is a in romantic interest, not necessarily to your significant other, but you kind of get vibes. You have kind of gotten vibes that this person may be interested in your significant other. And you have kind of tried your best to be understanding and respected, because there has been like business done. There has been, you know, you have performed with this individual, and you have, there has been some creative situations, like, you know, back and forth, you know, we have vibed creatively, right? And so you're trying your best in that situation to try to like understand that, but the vibe that this person keeps giving off is that, right? So again, when is it too late? And then is it ever not too late when it's somebody that you kind of think might be going after your significant other or has a thing for your significant other? Now, to give y'all, now that I've asked y'all that, and please drop it in the comments. Hit me up on my Instagram or my Facebook, Black Velvet HD, Black Velvet HD. Very simple, black, no special way of spelling it. The word black, velvet, and HD. That's it. And the only reason I use that was because I couldn't get Black Velvet. It was already taken, but whatever. But yeah, hit me up there, or hit me up in my, you can hit me up in my Gmail. That's iamblackvelvethd@gmail.com. Hit me up and tell me what y'all think. When is the cutoff time for somebody reaching out, right? But then also, is there ever a time that you're comfortable with when it's somebody that you think may have a thing for your significant other? Now that I've said that, now I want to get a little bit more into the details of like who I am as an individual that at the same time may have made the situation kind of smooth over a little bit easier, but at the same time, really get into like my thought process after the fact. The phone doesn't ring after a certain time of night. I'm sure Android and every other phone nowadays has something similar where you can schedule your phone to not ring after a certain point. And my phone is set up that way. There are only 3 people in the entire world at this moment that if they call me after a certain time, they ring through. That's my lady, my mama, and my sister. So there's only three people in the world that no matter what is going on, if they call me or if they text me, it still rings through and like it makes an audible noise. I still get a notification on the phone. All of that happens because it's those three individuals, right? Another big thing is that I just switched back to days, but up until this point, I have been working nights. So that was another like part of this that, you know, not necessarily help, but it did help me because it's realizing, because the first thought is, oh, this person must be comfortable. They must be used to you or used to calling you at this late of an hour and you answering and y'all kikiing and whatnot. And it's like remembering like, wait a minute, I work nights. So most of the time, especially like if I hadn't have been in Virginia Beach doing the Navy stuff, I would have been in St. Louis at work. So I never would have got that phone call anyway, right? So I work nights. I generally don't be on the phone like that at night, because again, if I'm inside and I'm in a, and I work a, in a job that you can't have your phone with you. If you have your phone with you, you could not only lose your job, you could lose your clearance. But I won't get into all that. But understand, I don't have access to my phone most of the time at work. The other big thing for me is that generally, the only time I even talk with this individual, we have already discussed it. Like either I have been on their live and, oh man, hey, when we get off the live, or been on a Zoom call and then, hey, when we get off the Zoom, just stay on the Zoom, right? So when everybody else get out the Zoom, you just stay on the Zoom and we'll chop it up. We'll talk. Again, I have performed for a couple of their events or whatever, things like that, right? So again, or there is a text, there is some type of, oh man, I want to run something by you. Like I just did a new piece. And again, for me, I'm one of those people, anybody that knows artists, like, yo, when you find somebody that you kind of can vibe with professionally, you know, as far as like artistically being able to, hey, let me run these lines by you. Let me hit you with this. And then there are in conversation, different conversations. But again, these are we talking about poetry. We talking about different things that we kind of staying in, like How I Met You is kind of where we stay at, is in that little lane. But again, sometimes, you know, but there's always some type of correspondence prior to the phone call. There's a text message. There's something that you know, precedes that gives me an opportunity to tell you that, hey, I'm either busy, or if you text me and I don't respond, then that means that I'm just not available. Right. But then with all that being said, I had to step back myself and really ask myself, like, is there anything that I may have said, anything that I may have done, like, that would have made this person feel that familiar? Because that screams familiarity to think that, like, oh man, I could call at this time of night and it's fine. Now, yes, most of the time that we, because again, this person is on the West Coast. I forgot to mention that. This person lives on the West Coast, so they are always behind. So even when I'm on their live, it's because I'm awake and decide I want to get on the live. But there are many times when I see it and I'm like, yeah, and I just go by. Like, I'm tired. I really want to just go to sleep. I don't really want to interact with anybody. That's the thing. I follow a lot of people that jump on lives that have, you know, open mics and different things like that. But I tend to not interact with a lot of those simply because it's tiring. It's tiring, you know, the performing and setting all this equipment up and making sure that the vibe is right. Cause again, it's a brand. So Black Velvet is a brand. And so it's wanting to put all together. So a lot of times I just ignore it. I see it. I don't really want to be bothered. I ignore it. Right. And so, and it is what it is. That person doesn't normally reach out to me after that or any of that. But again, I still have to look at myself and say, is there anything that I said or did that could have made this person feel that there was a familiarity that there wasn't? Because there has never been a time from the moment that I started interacting with this individual that they have not known about my lady, that they have not known since she was born about my OG. So it's like, yo, I have always put them at the forefront. Many times when we have had conversations, I speak of my woman, always speaking of my woman highly. There really isn't anybody that can out there that can say, like, oh, he talks, you know, bad about his woman, because I don't. You know what I mean? Like, I don't. And of all the people, it would actually be my mama. And my mama even says, like, yo, I have never heard you say one bad thing about her or the relationship. And so, but it, like I said, it's me realizing, like, you know what? You might need to step all the way back. All the way back. Because, again, I don't ever want to, and I feel like most people, you have to ask yourself, are you willing to risk what it is that you have for something that may not even be a thing? You see what I'm saying? Like, and is this, and then that's the other thing is, like, these people, when they reach out, because I've been in other situations or heard of other people's situations where it's like people reaching out or doing things that are kind of disrespectful. I got a homeboy at work. He kind of got a little scenario, something similar to it. And it's almost like, and his significant other is trying to, like, make it seem as if it isn't that big a deal or he's blown out of proportion. But the reality is, if your significant other is telling you, is saying to you, yo, this is making me feel mad uncomfortable, what you do after that speaks volumes. It speaks volumes about your level of respect for them, your level of respect for your relationship, where, because again, like I said, regardless of what you may have, because again, you know, there are so many, like, dynamics that are hard for me to even explain or express, like the voice, like the Black Velvet voice, that voice. I know what it does. I know what it's capable of. I've even seen what it does to my daughter. It nearly, like, she nearly snapped her neck. Me and my lady and my coworker, we at the restaurant, and she, you know, getting fussy, and I put on the voice. Hey, come on now, relax. Like, I put all that on it, and she was, and because of how I was holding her, and she was trying to fight sleep so hard that even though I was holding her sideways, she was trying to sit up. And she, that neck snapped hard. It snapped. Cause I was holding her upright. I was trying to keep her head against my body, but she was fighting it. And then, like I said, that head snapped back and she caught her like, ooh. So I know what the voice does. I know what it's the power of it. I know what it is capable of. I know what it can do. And so then it's like I said, it's me having to think about, like, even if I'm not using the voice, as it gets later at night. So think about it. It's already late for me, even though it may not be late over on the West Coast. It is late for me. That voice start coming on. I start getting more tired. I start to register lower and lower and lower. I start getting into this area. And so I'm talking with you and we may be talking about anything, you know, anything, not anything like sexually, not anything relationship. We could be talking about music. It could be something off topic, but just because it is more and more getting into this register, into this space with my voice, it's realizing, like, wait a minute. So again, knowing that it is easier for me to just step all the way back, because at the end of the day, my woman is my woman. Not my baby mama. That is my woman. That is my lady. That is the only way I refer to her. She is the mother of my daughter, but she is not my baby mama. I have never saw her as that. She has never been anything less than my lady. Period. Like, it has never not been that. And so at the end of the day, she is always going to be, you know what I mean? Like, she is always going to be. And so for me, I respect that more than I respect any connections or friendships or anything I got going on in this world. And I think for me, that is the, that is what I would close this out with. It's, like I said, the biggest questions are, how late is too late for someone of the opposite sex to call your significant other? And if you feel a vibe like they may be romantically interested in your significant other, is there ever a time? Is there any time of day or night, regardless of the subject in which they're calling your significant other about? Is there ever a time when it isn't the already a cutoff, like just cutoff period? You don't get to call at all. And then ultimately, like I said, I'm going to leave y'all with that. As we are moving in these streets, and like I said, we all can pretend like, oh, I'm cool. Like, I'm fine with being, like, most of us don't want to be alone. Most of us don't want to not have someone. And if you have a situation that you truly love, that you truly, or someone that you truly love, in a relationship that you truly respect and that you truly, cherish, you have to learn how to create and set boundaries. That's the word for the show. Boundaries. I like that. Boundaries. There has to be boundaries. There has to be this thing where they know, you cannot get beyond the veil. Shout out to my folks that, you know, be in the Bible like that. But you cannot go beyond the veil. With that being said, y'all, I pray that y'all have an amazing, amazing week. I pray that you got something from this episode. Like I said, leave your likes, leave your comments. If you got any ideas for new episodes, if you want to be a guest on the show, hit me up. And like I said, either on IG or Facebook at Black Velvet HD, or you can hit me on my Gmail. That is imblackvelvethd.com, and I will get back with you. With that being said, y'all, peace.